Merci, Monsieur le Président. Looking ahead, we believe that high priority should continue to be given to the universalization of the Convention. And Italy regrets that many states, including the major possessors and producers, are still outside the Convention. So we urge all states not yet parties to join the CCM and so to give their concrete contribution to build a safer world. Unfortunately, we seem still far from reaching the goal of 130 state parties set by the Dubrovnik Action Plan. However, this is not a reason to resign ourselves, but to duplicate efforts to promote the principles of the Convention and the value to become party of it. We appreciate the work you are conducting, Mr. President, together with the support of Chile and the Philippines as universalization coordinators. We attach value to the recent launch of an informal working group in this respect, and Italy confirmed its willingness to give a contribution to this initiative. In particular, we think it will be important to seek synergies with other international fora in the humanitarian sector to promote the importance to adhere to the Convention also outside the disarmament machinery. Also, we could work more on developing a CCM championship network. And looking at the valuable example of the APMBC, reflects about the appointment of special envoys. The path you are proposing for the Lausanne Action Plan, based on three pillars, looks very relevant and appropriate to build a strategy, possibly setting a new precise goal for the next 5 years review cycle. As for the part on compliance, although it is relevant for promoting adherence to the values of the Convention, we believe it should be better placed in the section of the action plan devoted to national implementation as an important part of the commitments every state party has taken towards the Convention. Thank you, Mr. President.